by using a technique called found object puppetry, where an object is used to tell a story. A California puppet company entertained and educated visitors to the new museum. Sheila Devitt is one of the puppet performing company members. The performance held object auditions where they explored different artifacts that were used in the camps. That is when they chose the objects for this show.
What we've performed here today uses a tea set, a teapot, and two teacups and a set of napkins to create the characters of a mother and her two children. And we have found through our work that puppetry, and found object puppetry in particular, has a unique ability to tell stories that are complex and dramatic and can be very emotional, even though they're not live actors with flesh and blood bodies. I believe that one of the overall important things of this piece is remembering our history. That we tell stories so that we remember the past and we learn from mistakes of the past so we do not repeat them in the present and in the future. And I believe that telling stories in a way that makes the individual experience and the personal experience available to audiences goes a long way to conveying empathy and compassion.
The piece EO 9066 is titled after Executive Order 9066, signed by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, and called for Japanese, German, and Italian Americans to be placed in camps throughout the United States. It premiered for the first time in 2003 after extensive research with people who had been relocated to Topaz and other internment camps. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.